Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Hey, much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And that's the reason why that's our website. So check it out and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there, including the body of work that our good friend Dr. Tom Anastasi has deposited with us over the years. Tom is our guest this half hour and the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. TomAnastasi.com, is that right, Tom?
It is, absolutely.
And that's A-N-A-S-T-A-S-I, TomAnastasi.com. They can find your book there and all the things that you do for your clients, right?
Yes, and guess what? We now have an e-book available on Amazon, which
All right. Is
very cool. Yeah.
Is this your entrepreneur book?
Yes.
Okay, good. Great. Good deal. So check that out, folks. All right, Tom. We're talking about conflict resolution. We're talking about how to deal with it. You in the previous segment, you were talking about the different styles that we all have. But even though we all have a style, we really should be prepared to adjust our style for the situation, right? Maybe this situation I'm willing to do scorched earth and try to win. Maybe another one I'm willing to throw down a bunch of stuff and maybe almost lose in order to win the war, that kind of thing. What's next? What else should we think about?
Well, one of the things is that there's also collaboration. So in collaboration, everybody gets what's important to them. And that is the ideal.
Is that win-win?
Win-win, and that's the ideal most of the time. And so what you do is, for instance, if you have a compromise, what I tell people is, okay, you've got this compromise solution. Is there a way to make it better? And almost all the time there's a way to make it better, sometimes a lot better and sometimes a little better. And most people will just take the good enough solution and then move on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
But a little bit of time and a little bit of practice, you find that those just good enough solutions can become ideal solutions pretty quickly.
And all right. So I think most of us, when we're in the negotiation especially, are trying to find this. The judges call this balancing the equities.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to find something. When we're negotiating, we're going into something, and we're accepting the fact that I'm not going to get everything I want, probably. But they're probably not going to get everything they want. Are we willing? Maybe the unknown is who's willing to live with that. Is that right?
Yeah, and one of the things is that there's a lot of things people can negotiate that don't cost any money. Things like time. So,
right.
For instance, you want to sell me something, and I don't have the time to deliver that right now, but I do in the summer.
Right.
So in the summer, I can give you everything you want, and it turns out that you don't need it now. You can wait
right.
for the summer. And so that's one of the things that people don't realize, that time is a very valuable
mm-hmm.
asset in the negotiation.
And time may mean more to me than just you. That's the reason why I've said for years, you know, when you're negotiating like on a product, you know, not a relationship, but actually so you're buying and selling something, real estate or whatever. If you get the price, I always say if whoever gets the price, the other person gets the terms.
Exactly. And that can be a way to do a collaborative negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea is that in most transactions in business, especially for small businesses, it works when both people come out better off with the relationship than before.
But what if you find that the other person is not dealing in good faith?
Then what you do is you sit there and you wait, and because conflict resolution styles change. So the secret is we all have all five conflict resolution styles I talked about. The only difference is the order in which we use them. And so if somebody comes out very strong win-lose, then what you do is you just wait them out, and eventually they will go to compromise or they will go to lose-win. And then once they're there, that's when you sit there and say, okay, let's get that tentative deal. But remember, long-term relationships are based on win-win. And
right.
So, okay, now we have that tentative deal. You can move them up to a win-win deal. You're not manipulating the person, but you're managing the process.
Mm-hmm.
And it really works. That's
and you're also managing expectations.
Yes. 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 And what happens is, as soon as you have a collaborative system with somebody and someone realizes that there's trust, and I know that your expert coming up next will talk a lot about trust.
Yeah.
Because when it comes down to it, as a negotiator, yeah, you can take somebody once, but long term, what you're really negotiating is your trust. And if you say you're going to do something, you're going to do
this
it.
This is
come hell or high water.
This is
and
where
that,
right. This is where you're back to your lose win thing, where I'm willing to give in on this thing because I want the longer relationship. You know, when you're negotiating, my friend Lynn Morelick says the definition of ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. And when I think of dealing in good faith, that's what I think about. Meaning there will be times when your character will be tested in negotiation. And I would and I would think at that moment you would want to come out where you would want to, even if you have to give something up, you'd want to be able to prove your character when you're negotiating with someone.
Absolutely, because the one thing that you will have always is your reputation. And if your reputation is as an honest person, that is one of your greatest negotiations.
You can trade on that.
Always have.
You can trade on that, folks. You can get more money. You can get a better deal by trading if you can demonstrate character over and over. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Tom Anastasi, folks. TomAnastasi.com is his website. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.